Hello.
Hi, this is Nick from Hoffman, Missouri. I'm looking for Maya.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, how are you? We were just connected over a chat, and we were discussing about your app project.
I know. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope that I'm not disturbing you in middle of something.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm working on it right now, actually.
Okay, well, we all are. Okay, so, Maya, will I ask you about any inspiration that you have seen, any type of application, and I believe that we do not have any type of particular application which covers all the points that you are talking about right now, correct?
Right.
Okay, I just only wanted to ask, yeah, there are like, you told me about an application like Lockify and Timetree, and they are about calendars and clocks and scheduling and meeting and all, just to remind you about stuff. But we will be having some games also included in this one. Okay, so we have to create the games, or there will be some games already available in the market that we can include in our application, that it will take you to a third party and you can play the games over there. Is this how it works, or we have to create a game from the scratch?
Is it hard to create games from scratch?
It's not hard to create anything, but it takes time, and time's money.
How would we be able to, like, go through a third-party app for the game? Like, would that be, like, a partnership type of thing?
No.
How...
For example, have you heard about Miniclip? Okay. Well, it's a free platform to play games created on Flash, Adobe Flash, or other virtual softwares, and you can play smaller games with low quality graphics. Okay, but it keeps you busy. They are very actually colorful, interactive, and especially for kids. So that's it. It doesn't take a lot of mind power. Okay, there are some puzzles. You can play card games. You can play board games. There are a few puzzles. There are other indoor games that you can play. Also, there are coloring options, some strategic games, but it depends on which type of games you would want to include. But this is a point that we will discuss how we can do this one. At a later stage. Right now, I'm trying to design a canvas how the application will work and what we are trying to achieve with this application. So, if I just go back to the chat that we were having, and you told me in a start that you would want to have a web app. Okay, web app is actually like a website, okay, that you can operate on like a Google Chrome or Safari on any type of Explorer, and it will work like an application on that link. And then we came on this point that an app that would help organize schedules or tasks, but also has fun activities in between completing said. So when a certain task is completed, for example, I have put an alarm or a reminder that I want to take a medicine after 6 hours. And after 6 hours, my phone rings, okay? And there's a pop-up that I have to take this particular medicine, and I'll go and fetch it. So will this be a fun activity, or there should be just games in it? This is something where I'm a bit confused.
Okay, I can kind of explain it a bit more. Okay, so I want to give you like some context. So right now I am taking a class with my college, and I'm supposed to be creating a business plan for a product or service, and I decided that I wanted to have a service-based app and eventually kind of like a desktop version, which is kind of why I said like I wanted a web app.
Uh-huh.
So basically, a lot of people that I know personally and also like myself, I struggle with like time management and like prioritizing things because sometimes in the moment, I can kind of like get hyper-fixated on one task or another and I kind of lose track of time and it causes me to miss out on doing other things that might have been deeper and might have been more important. And so I see that struggle a lot with like people in my family who have like anxiety, who have depression, or they have combinations of those things, and other just like mental things that kind of make it hard for me to keep track of time or stay engaged with different tasks that you might not be interested in doing, depending on how you're feeling. And so I wanted to create an app that teaches you how to have a good work-life balance. And so in my mind, what you would do is you would go in and you would upload what you're doing and kind of like an estimate of like how long it would take. If you had like maybe 6 things to do, you're like, oh, I have a paper to write. I have a quiz I need to take. I have a summary I need to do. I'm supposed to be reading pages of this book. I'm supposed to be cleaning my room. Like it could be school-related things. It could also be just like general life things. You would put the task in, you put in an estimated amount of time, like how long did it take, minimum to maximum, you know, it doesn't have to be exact. It's just like a frame of reference. And then you, like the app would kind of associate this task with a point system. And basically, the more tasks you complete, and the lower the task is, like the least, the less important the task is, the least amount of points you get. And then like the more important the task is, the more points you get. So basically, let's say we're on a 10-point system. Like, let's say you taking this quiz is, like, 3 points, and you writing a paper is 8 points. So if you do both of those, you get 11 points. So by the 10-point mark, you get to do, like, this fun activity, which gives you a brain break for, like, 5 or 10 minutes, and then you go back to doing work. Like, I kind of wanted to, like, do something that you just... And also, like, you can, like... For some, like, tasks, you can kind of, like, set the points a little bit better because, like, it might be an important task that takes a little bit of time to do. So you can kind of, like, set a level of, like, importance to it. So that way, like, the app can kind of generate, like, a system or order things you need to do. And, like, you should do the quiz, then you should take your test, then you should write the paper, then you should go clean your room, then you should come back and maybe do something else. So kind of, like, it's combining time management with also engaging activities that will help you get things done. And also with activities that are going to take a little bit longer, like I know sometimes it takes me 30 minutes to write a paper if I'm really interested in it, but papers that are like harder for me to write can take me maybe 2 or 3 hours to write a paper because they're going to be longer. Like, you know, activities like that, you might get a little brain break in there, but it might not be the same length of time as you did for just like completing multiple tasks, if that makes sense.
Okay. Maya, you... This call can go a very long, okay? We would like to dive into details, okay, and discuss in detail before we think about some technology stack that we will be using in regards to the features, functionality, and then we would be talking about the timeline, how much time it will take, okay? So we have to discuss everything step by step. So just wanted to ask, like, you got, like, time right now so we can discuss it, or you are in a class or work, and once you are done, we can hop on another call and we can have another meeting. It might take around 45 minutes to an hour to get this thing started. Right now.
So I'm in class right now, and I can talk about it in class.
Yeah.
While I'm working on it, and my class ends like around 1. So after that, I have to go because I have to go do something else. But I can talk about it pretty much like up until 1.
You are in Memphis, Tennessee.
I am.
Okay. Just a minute. Yes. Okay. You said that you'll be free at 1?
Oh, no. I said I'm free right now, like, up until 1.
Okay, you're free right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after, when you will be free, because what I'm getting is a lot of background noise. And I'm trying to pick what you are trying to convey to me, but I actually missed a lot of points while you were saying, and I was trying to keep up with you, but yeah, there's a lot of background noise. So I would want if you can just go somewhere where it's a bit quieter, or I'm really very much interested in this thing. As I told you earlier, I have someone related who is suffering from a mental disorder, okay, and I know what type of help they need, okay, and seriously, this is very personal to me. I just discussed it with you, and I really want this app to be a success, so I really want to spend time with you over a call, understand the idea and the project properly, and then actually help you to get started.
Would you have any time like this evening, like maybe after 3?
I'm good with it. That's fine with me.
Okay, I have my schedule open at 3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Central Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're on. I can give you a call. Okay, right now what I'm going to do is, would you be interested in signing a mutual NDA? That would, of course, protect the idea, and that's also a security that every whatever conversation that you're having over the call, emails, or chat will all be confidential and won't be leaked. So are you interested in signing that? That's optional, of course. It depends on you.
I don't think I want to sign anything right now.
It's just an NDA. It's a non-disclosure form, that agreement, a non-disclosure agreement that you are supposed to sign, just to make sure that you are under a contract. It's not a contract. It's an agreement that whatever information that you will be providing to us, to Hoff and Mazur, that stays between you, the client, and the company.
I don't think I want to sign anything.
That's okay. I'm sending you an email with my company profile, okay? Meantime, you can review the projects that we have done and read about since when we're working and everything. And I am scheduling a call for 3 p.m. You will also get a reminder for that. I might also have a few applications, some gaming applications and other applications that we have created for our clients, just like Tamly or Clockify, okay, where you can actually put a reminder or set up an alarm. I would want to share that idea, that design, and how that application is working right now with you. So will you be up for a Zoom meeting so I can share my screen and walk you through the apps that we have created, so that can also clarify a lot of ideas that you have right now.
Zoom meeting? Well, if you want to do, I can do a Zoom meet, but can we do that at 3:30?
A Zoom meet? I will share my screen, and I will walk you through the web apps or applications that we have created, okay? They are similar to the Time Tree and Clockify that you just told me over the chat. So they have.
Okay.
That works fine with me. All right, you check your email, and I'll get back to you 3 p.m. CST. Okay, and let's discuss this project in detail. Okay, I hope you will be at home by then, right?
I'll be somewhere where I can work for a while.
Yeah, sure, because right now there's a lot of background noise, and that's being a hassle at this moment. So, okay, just be at a quiet place, please, and I'm very much interested to work on this application. It's very, very near to me right now, okay, because not a lot of people are thinking about these type of situations or working for an application that works for mental health. There are applications, they are making applications for games. There are a lot of games in the market. There are a lot of other types of applications, but a very few that helps people who are suffering from a disorder, a mental disorder. So, yeah, Maya, I hope to catch you the other side of the afternoon, 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a call.
Before you go, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
So if I were to like get this developed through the company, how can you like give me a quote before I go, like on how much that would cost, or like how much it would cost, like to have this up for like a year, like the app, like once it's completed and everything?
Maya, applications can cost you from $5,000 to $500,000. Okay. So before we talk about any type of quotation, we actually need to understand the app flow, how the application will work. Okay. What are the goals that we will achieve with this application? What are the features that we want? What functionality will be used about the technology stack? Okay. How much resource we will be putting it through? How much time it will take? And then there is a time when I will be able to quote you, because this is not a normal application, for example, like a chat application or a normal regular game application or a normal calendar application, right? It's a mix and match of all three or four type of applications. So we will discuss how the app flow will work, where we will have the milestones about the games, about the reminders, about the alarms and everything. Once we have painted the whole canvas in our heads, we will be able to provide you with a quote that is approximately or would be very near to the actual cost. And right now, we will be talking about the estimated timeline and the cost. So just a heads up, an application can cost from 5K to 500K.
Okay.
And the timeline, it can take about this type of application, if I'm talking about, it might take, you tell me, of course, first you tell me how sooner you would want to go live with this application.
I'm not in any particular rush about it. I know, like, developing things like this and, like, doing, like, a mm-hmm. hard launch on anything takes.
It's just that we can start working on it, like from the next week, okay? That's on us. We can assign a team, project manager, our dedicated designing team, dedicated developers that can start working on your application. It's just that it depends how soon you would want us to complete it. Normally, this type of application can take around 3 to 5 months. Are you good with it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. Well, this is the timeline that you have, okay? I have given you about how low we can go with the costing of it, okay? And, of course, this is not a type of application that's created for an enterprise. So, of course, we're not looking about anything in six figures. I understand that, and not even 50. I even do understand that. I'll try to make sure, because you told me this is your project, right? So I know mm-hmm. that not an enterprise. You are a bunch of people or a single person who is working on this application. So you will be having a very tight budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll mm-hmm. consider everything. We'll discuss with you, okay? And we will be providing you with something that both of us can work on with, okay?
Okay.
Great, okay. Any other question before I let you go? And so I can come prepared for the next call at 3 p.m.?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Great, okay. And if you get caught in middle, or if you're in middle of something, okay, I will be there, okay? I am working in Pacific time zone, okay? So mm-hmm. even if you're busy at 3 p.m. and you go to 4 p.m. or 5 p.m., I will be there. I will be available at my desk, and we can still hop on a call to take your requirements to provide you mm-hmm. with a quote and timeline.
Okay. Thank you
so much, Maya. It was nice talking to you. You have a great idea. I would really want you to have this developed with us. And I'll let you go for now. Talk to you soon at 3 p.m.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Likewise. Take care.